Both of our readings today, we see God himself laments over the hardness of his people's heart. In the first reading, through the words of the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord himself said, "This is what I simply command my people, that they listen to my voice, then I will be their God and they shall be my people. Walk in the ways that I command you," said the Lord. Walking in his way desired that we seek him, that we follow him, that we choose him each time, not just on the lips, but through our words, our action, our daily desire. Yet today we hear through the prophet Jeremiah that faithfulness had disappeared among his people, and therefore the power of the word of God is banished from their speech. They speak their own words. They speak mundane words. They speak their own ego. They speak their own agenda. They speak whatever they like, but they no longer speak God. And this is what we need to remind ourselves of. In our daily speech and interaction, who do we speak? Who is controlling our words, our action, our mind, our heart, our everything? And today, Jesus lament again over the hardness of his people's heart, especially the teachers, the scribes, those who were supposed to lead people toward the truth. He lament because of the hardness of their heart, and that's why he said, "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever that not gather with me scatters." We cannot be bystanders. We cannot be spectators. We have to choose Christ. We have to choose to either be with him or against him. We cannot just say, whatever. I believe that there's a God out there, but I'm just going to live my life. We can't be bystanders. We got to let this faith in Christ Jesus transform us deep from within so that we take on a life of discipleship. A life that follow him, not following our own folly or the things of this world or the things that come from the devil and the evil ones, but the things that come from God, the eternal things, the matters that set us free. We get one day closer to the Paschal mystery, the passion of Christ, his death, his resurrection. One day closer, we must ask ourselves, today, as we almost celebrate the halfway point of Lent, ask ourselves, how are we choosing Christ today? And how are we allowing the Word of God to set us free today?